24 to 6 o'clock, we have the huddle coming up. Jock Anderson and Deborah Coddington will debate the issues tonight. But first, our police force says it's at breaking point. As the election looms, the Police Association has released its wish list today, warning politicians about the proliferation of illegal firearms, the increase in assaults on officers, and the ever-expanding methamphetamine industry. Police Association President Chris Cahill is with us. Chris, evening to you.
Good evening,
Mayor. So when you say you are at breaking point, what is this? You haven't got enough police officers on the ground, on the front line. You haven't got enough resources. What is it?
Look, it's a multiple thing. What we're saying is, as representatives of 98% of New Zealand police officers, we can introduce a number of ideas and suggested policies that can actually have a real good effect on what's the stresses out there and the safety of the community. And the big ones are around the firearms, the gangs and the meth. It's that methamphetamine that's driving all your burglaries, your robberies and the domestic violence. Need to get resources in behind that and understand what we can do to change that if we're going to make a big impact on
Well,
crime.
Well, the reducing the meth, is that a police? Obviously, you're at the, you know, you're there to police it, aren't you? But we've got to stop the stuff getting into the country, stop this stuff being manufactured in the first place.
Yeah, that's right. And we've got to work closely with some overseas jurisdictions. The meth's been driven by the cheap, high-quality meth, but cheap-priced meth coming in from China. So they need to work closely overseas to stop that coming in. But we also need to look at the gangs, especially now in the provincial centres, that are driving the meth dealing in those gangs, which are leading to the increase in burglaries, which is those provinces are really getting hit with that in the last year or so.
What more can you do to deal to the gangs?
Well, look, there has to be a number of approaches. I mean, they need to have that pressure put on them all the time. There needs to be those organised crime teams that are saying, we're not going to put up with your behaviour. The communities need to rally around and support that. We need to take the money from the gangs as well, get the money out of it, and that needs the resources to be in those units like the asset recovery units, things like that, to try and take the money away from them.
Yeah, but what resources do the police need to do that?
Well, look, the government's come to the party with an increase in police numbers announced, but we just point out that though that's really good, it's been put in when things have already reached that crisis point. There needs to be a continual drip feed rather than waiting for that crisis point. At the end of 4 years, the police to population ratio after these new numbers will actually be worse than it is now if the population keeps increasing. So need to be able to keep feeding in those resources rather than do it piecemeal when there's a crisis.
But I'm assuming over the next little while you keep getting more police officers year in, year out as the population grows, right or wrong?
Well, we've only been guaranteed new staff for the next 4 years. And as I say, at the end of that 4 years, we'll actually be in a worse position. So what's happened is they've realised there's a crisis, they've given us staff, but we're saying it needs to be considered on an ongoing basis so we don't fall behind into that crisis level.
On the guns, well, the government has already rejected a lot of the recommendations, and that was a bipartisan select committee. What more do you want on the guns?
Well, the select committee came up with some really good suggestions and really good recommendations. It's the government that's rejected those recommendations. And what we intend to do is continue to highlight the risks out there in the community. It's the risk to all people in the community and the police officers that get in between them. I mean, just this week I was in Auckland, there was a young officer stopped a car, a revolver in the wheel and the footwell of the car. He managed to get back and get some arm back up to arrest that person. When they searched the car, there was a sawn-off shotgun in the boot along with methamphetamine. They are the sort of dangers that are out there that if we don't address some of the firearm stuff are going to flow into harm in the community.
Yeah, okay. And I know, I don't want to relitigate this. I know you wanted a gun register, but I don't know how that stops criminals getting firearms.
Well, because the majority of firearms are stolen from licensed firearms holders, and no one has any idea where they are. They don't know what firearms are out in the community and whether they're secured properly.
So how do you know the majority of them are stolen then?
Because when they're recovered from those criminals, they've been stolen. That's the only place they get them from. Very few illegal imports are being uncovered. I mean, you know when you seize drugs coming over the border that you've got a problem. We're not seizing hardly any illegally imported firearms. But we do know there's multiple burglaries every week of licensed firearms.
Right, so what are you doing there? What follow-up are you doing with the burglaries? Because what's the clearance rate of burglaries? Not flash, is it?
No, it's not flash. It's traditionally a difficult area to police, but there's a lot of resources going into that. But again, you look at what's driving the burglaries. It's the gangs and the meth that's being dealt with. So you've got to attack those from both ends.
I think one of the concerning things about your statement today is the assaults on frontline police officers. Can you give us some context around that? What is happening?
Yeah, look, it appears to be the case that the police officers are seen as fair game now. With serious assaults, the level of violence against them has increased over the last few years, and it's a real concern to us. Look, we're pleased with some of the improvements that have gone around the supply of tasers to officers and things like that, but we think there needs to be consideration around laws to introduce mandatory sentences. If you're going to assault a police officer, then you can expect to face time in prison.
What's your position on police officers having a gun?
Well, our members are for that because of the dangers they're seeing. But the first thing we'd like to do is try and get some of those guns out of the community that might prevent that having to happen. But if it doesn't, then it's only a matter of time till our officers will be generally armed.
Chris, thank you very much again. That is Chris Cahill, President of the Police Association.